Welcome to It Takes a Village, sponsored by Felician Village, a senior living community celebrating active lifestyles. Visit us online at FeliciaNVillage.org.
And today we welcome back in Megan. Megan, today we're going to be talking about being social and what that means for the Felician Village at Home program and its members.
Yes, thank you for having me again. Studies have shown that prolonged social isolation can have the same health effects on a person's body as smoking 15 cigarettes in a day. So our membership program is really built to hopefully help and support social wellness amongst our members.
And that is a good thing. Now, it can be sometimes you get hard to get motivated. It might not want to get out or meet people or do stuff like that. Sometimes our minds get a little bit ahead of ourselves.
Especially right now as we're kind of recreating what that new normal looks like, our membership is really about developing additional relationships. So it may be in a group setting, it might be more of a one-on-one, but to know that someone else is looking forward to seeing you or enjoys your company is definitely helpful for a person's mental health and just overall well-being.
All right, Megan, so let's talk a little bit about the events that you've recently hosted for members.
Yeah, our members really look forward to our monthly Lunch Bunch event that travels to local restaurants. So last month, we visited the Wisconsin Cafe out at the Farm Wisconsin Discovery Center, and that was really fun because most of our members that were in attendance had never been there before, so we were all kind of eyeing up each other's dishes or trying something maybe we had never tried before, and that Lunch Bunch really allows our members to have those experiences, try something new, maybe a food that you've never had before, and you know that someone's coordinated a reservation and that you won't have to eat alone. Somebody's always going to be there with you, and you can have a good conversation. Later this month, we're also hosting our very first trivia event with refreshments and prizes. So I did give the members our theme, which is Manitowoc County history. So they have the opportunity to study up before our event. And I had a member mention that they wouldn't know any of the answers, but that's really not the purpose of it. We're not trying to have somebody be a winner or a loser. It's really to engage with other people, hopefully learn something, and most of all, have fun.
Just kind of hang out, you know, be with each other. That's fun in itself. Now, do members get to give feedback if they want to learn about something?
Yes. So we encourage our members to constantly give feedback on what they want to do or what they want to know more about, where they want to go. You know, our members are still engaged in our community, and they have a lot of skills and information to share with other members as well.
And recently, Felician Village at Home removed one of those barriers that makes it really easier to get to these events.
Yeah, our Felician Village at Home members are able to take our new transportation option, Felician Village on the Go. We have a Chevy Equinox. It's a small fee, but really focusing on getting our members out to more social events.
Yeah, very nice vehicle, too. Now, if someone wants to learn more about Felician Village at Home, their events, or maybe even host a group or join the group, how can they do that?
They can call me directly at the main Felician Village phone number, which is 684-7171. I am extension 425. Or they can visit our website, FeliciaNVillage.org, for more information.
Thanks, Megan. Always great to talk with you and catch up.
All right. Thank you, Jim.
You've been listening to It Takes a Village, brought to you by Felician Village, a senior living community celebrating active lifestyles. Join us again next Thursday at this time, or for more information, go to FeliciaNVillage.org to learn more.